And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Today, we talk about a way to share ideas, thoughts, and opinions. A bully pulpit. This common two-word noun sounds aggressive, but is it? Let's explore. We'll start with the word bully. Usually, when we use the word bully, we are talking about a person who is cruel or threatening to others. As a verb, if you bully someone, you treat them in a cruel, insulting, or aggressive way. Bullies usually threaten those who are weaker or smaller than them. Now the word pulpit. A pulpit is a raised platform used in preaching or conducting a worship service. So together, a bully pulpit sounds like a preacher who is bullying others. But that is not what it means. A bully pulpit is a public-facing position, especially a political office. It provides a way to share or spread your ideas widely. If you have a bully pulpit, you have a position of influence or power. Experts say that bully pulpit comes from the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. When he was in office, he once said, "I suppose my critics will call that preaching, but I have got such a bully pulpit." Roosevelt observed that his time in office at the White House was a platform for speaking out for what he believed in. He could influence others. He understood that his presidency was his bully pulpit. When then-President Roosevelt used the term bully, he meant something excellent or first-rate. This is an older meaning of the word, and these days we often use it as an interjection, saying, "Bully for you," to cheer another's success. Now, let's hear this term used in a short conversation. "Hey, what are you doing this evening? Want to grab a bite?"
"I wish I could, but I have a board meeting for my swimming pool."
"I thought you quit that board."
"I did, but I have to attend one last meeting to hand off my notes to the new secretary."
"Why are you quitting? I never heard the full story."
"I'm quitting because of the board president. She uses her position as a bully pulpit. Instead of making the pool better, she lectures the rest of us on all kinds of issues."
"It's a swimming pool. What issues come up?"
"Oh, you name it. We have to hear her views on everything from recycling to dog parks to the evils of potato chips." "Hey, if you have time, would you like to replace me on the board?"
"Yeah, no, thanks." While today bully pulpit is most often used in the world of politics, we can also use it in other areas. The president of a company can use that position as a bully pulpit. So can the principal of a school, leaders of media sites, interest groups, and more. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.